Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, do you remember way back in 2008 when then-candidate Barack Obama promised he would close Guantanamo and end the illegal torture proceedings that were being used to extort or coerce confessions from otherwise innocent people? Remember, he promised that, and he didn't do it. Guantanamo is still open, and down there, the military tribunals are still proceeding, and people are still being tortured. There are five men who are down there before a military tribunal, and the lawyers are saying the proceedings are not legitimate. This is not what the United States is supposed to be about. Now, the star prisoner down there is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was accused of being the mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks. The only evidence against him, if it can be called that, is he confessed to the crime after being waterboarded 183 times in a single month in 2003. That's what waterboarding does. By the way, at the end of World War II, Japanese military officers were hung for waterboarding captured American flyers to extort confessions from them for political reasons. So why is it a war crime for the Japanese officers to do? And by the way, so did the Nazis. So did the Inquisition, for that matter. Very common form of torture. And all it gets is a confession. We need you to confess that you blew up the Hindenburg. And if you waterboard somebody 183 times in a month, they're going to confess to anything. And that's the entire case against these guys. Now, the reason these cases are proceeding in these military tribunals is because if they were in a regular American court of law, the cases would fall apart. There is no evidence these guys did anything other than what they confessed to under torture. And the reason they will never be allowed to see the light of day is we know from one other individual who was released from Guantanamo and did not keep his pledge to remain silent, that worse things than waterboarding are being done to these guys. And their bodies contain the scars of hideous torture being committed on them by the government of the United States of America. Tortures designed to coerce confessions that are politically useful. So the real masterminds of 9/11, and remember, the only people actually arrested at the time were Mossad agents, can go free. It's because of things like this that I say the United States does not have the moral authority to be telling any other country how they should be running their business. The United States does not have the moral authority to stand up and lecture anybody else about human rights, not when they're torturing people to get politically expedient confessions. Now, the world is condemning the U.S. treatment of these prisoners. Gitmo is still open. 2008, Obama said he was going to stop it, and he did not. So why would you believe anything he says between now and November? And I'm not a Mitt Romney fan. Once again, I am nauseous that we're having to pick the lesser of two evils as the leadership of this country, because the lesser of two evils is still evil, and it's a stupid way to run a nation. But Obama has betrayed the United States of America both in principle and in actuality. And the idea that he is still allowing torture as the basis for prosecutions because it's politically expedient, it is a source of intense shame for all American people that we are part of this. I suspect that in 50 years, the stars and bars will be as reviled by the moral people of the world as the swastika is today. I don't like that, but that's what I foresee for the future. We'll be back after these commercials.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. Mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go right back to the phone. Rob in Minnesota. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call and packing up to go to work here, so I got to make it quick. Whenever I hear about these Gitmo trials and, over the years, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, I look at people and I go, okay, I got two pitchers. I got one in my right hand, one in my left hand. And the left hand is the pitcher of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the one that everybody knows that looks like the guy, homeless guy they pulled behind a dumpster and put a clean T-shirt on him. And on my other hand, you've got a pitcher of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And you hold up your left hand and you say, this guy outsmarted these guys. I mean, we got no pride in our military if those guys are willing to sit there and take that. I mean, I almost wish you'd put that on your website, just two pictures,
well,
you know.
We did before, and it wasn't specifically to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, but basically we said, you know, the world's most powerful military somehow is claiming that they got bamboozled by a bunch of camel herders. No. Offense, I'm on your side, really. You know, who stole a bunch of air purity and crashed them into all these buildings while all our fighter cover just happened to coincidentally be way off over Canada and all this other stuff was going on to confuse the air traffic control. The official story has never made sense. And again, that mistake that the BBC made reporting that World Trade Tower 7 had collapsed 25 minutes before it actually happened. I mean, the girl is there on the scene saying, the building has collapsed, the building has collapsed, and it's standing right behind her. It's visible right behind her. And that tells you everybody was running from a script. And you're absolutely right. They needed somebody they could say who did it. Bin Laden, you know, Bin Laden was actually dead in December of 2001 anyway. They needed somebody they could hold up and say, this is the bad guy and we're going to dangle him on a rope so you can feel like you've got some closure for this gigantic war-starting hoax that they did. And, yeah, they had to waterboard him 183 times in a single month. And for those of you who don't understand what waterboarding is about, basically it's partial drowning. They drown you. And, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm very at home in the water, and I tell you, I'd be on my knees begging to tell them anything they wanted after about one or two sessions. So, I mean, you got to have a lot of respect for the guy, once again, just that this is the guy that outsmarted these guys. And, just think about that picture. They got to have no pride at that level. I mean, they've just sold themselves out completely.
No, they don't have any pride. I mean, after all, I mean, let's face it. These are the guys who said, go ahead and put the arrestor hook in the wrong place on the F-35 so it can't actually land on carriers.
Oh, wow.
You know, but hey, we'll just spend another $1 billion fixing that one.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Gotta run.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And by the way, for those of you who are swimmers or scuba divers or whatever, I actually had a near-drowning accident when I was a child, and so I know what it feels like to be, you know, drowning and thinking that you're going to die and all the rest of it. That's what this waterboarding is about. They pour enough water down your throat and into your lungs and nose and everything so that you think you're on the verge of death, and then they stop and, you know, they hang you slightly upside down so it doesn't really get up in your lungs and kill you. But you feel like that's what's going on. It's partial forced drowning over and over and over and over again until you say what they want you to say, and that's what they did to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And when the Japanese did it to captured American flyer, the American government hung those officers. Now American officers are doing it to Arab Muslims. And apparently that's a good thing, and we should all salute, because that's what makes America great. All right, moving right along. In my book, greatness is measured by the capacity to be merciful. Doesn't seem to be a lot of that left in this country here. Up in Massachusetts, a woman has found a baby bird with two heads and three beaks. Sounds like something for the National Enquirer. And it's squawking, Fukushima, Fukushima, Fukushima. No, I'm sorry, just kidding about that. But, you got to start wondering, are we dealing with issues of contamination? And I'll tell you why this is a valid concern. Now, as you remember, we had in the news finally this revelation that tuna tested off the coast of California tested positive for Fukushima-contaminated radiation. Now, back when Fukushima first happened, on this show, we said the real danger isn't airborne and ocean-borne radiation. It's migratory fish, fish who eat a load of contamination right off the shore of Fukushima, and they're just as deadly 5,000 miles away. Well, now it's turning out that the only reason that they reported on this story yesterday about the California tuna is apparently this was actually known a year ago, a whole year ago. They knew that the seafood off the coast of California was contaminated, and they didn't say anything because we don't want to hurt that California fishing agency. And apparently somebody was getting ready to go public on this, so they said, yes, we're going to act like we're keeping the public informed. But they weren't. And if it's the California, if it's the bluefin tuna, it's every other deep water blue ocean fish that is migrating. Sharks, birds, turtles, anything that eats those and passes the contamination forward here. But apparently it's been known that the sea life off the coast of California was contaminated a year ago, and they're only just now telling you. So if you're listening to this show from California and you come down with cancer in the coming years, you will know who to blame for it. The U.S. government that knew the seafood off the coast of California was radioactive and did not tell you. because they didn't want to harm the profits of the fishing corporations. So if you've been eating California tuna for the last year, you are probably contaminated to some degree. And remember, there's a difference between exposure and contamination. Exposure is brief. It comes and it goes, and you're probably okay. Contamination is when there's an actual particle of a radioisotope. Microscopic, can't even see it, but it's constantly emitting particles. And if you eat it, and it sticks in your gut, and it will, it's a very heavy, dense piece of material. It'll basically burrow into the cell wall and make itself at home, and it will go on radiating permanently. It's the gift that keeps on giving, and you will get cancer from that. It is only a matter of time. This is what caused cigarettes to cause cancer. Wasn't the tobacco. Ironically enough, the tobacco companies and cigarette companies were accurate in saying that the tobacco does not cause cancer. It doesn't. It's the fertilizer the tobacco was being grown in, this very cheap mined fertilizer, mineral fertilizer that contains radioactive polonium. And they grew the tobacco plants in it because it was the least expensive option and it maximized their profits. And people would smoke the cigarettes, and the polonium that had been drawn up into the tobacco plants as part of the fertilization process, it's called bioaccumulation, the particles of polonium would stick in your lung, radiation, cancer. My mother died of that, and that's the mechanism there. Now, we're hearing from Japan more and more concern. Apparently, there's big protests over there right now. The Japanese people are very upset that their government has been lying to them and not shamed enough of their lies to, like, do that whole seppuku thing here. But apparently, an email has been leaked from TEPCO saying that there may have been a recriticality. Say that three times fast. Recriticality in reactor number two. In other words, as the debris from these burned out, melted down reactors percolates down through the ground, you can get back to a situation where you start getting fission taking place again. And they're thinking that may have happened with reactor number two. So this problem is not gone. And I'll tell you how serious they're taking in Japan. Japan has just introduced into their market an Android smartphone that has a built-in radiation detector and alarm. It's a huge seller. Everybody wants one because otherwise they're carrying around their own radiation meters. In supermarkets around the Fukushima area, there is now a radiation meter right up overhead, right next to the scale. So you get what you're going to get, you weigh it in the scale, pass it under the meter, and then you go check out. That's how ubiquitous they're becoming here. We should be doing the same thing here in the United States of America, but we're not. That might harm the profits of the food corporations. And after all that work they went to crush out the small farmers' markets and home gardening, we can't do something that would cause people to want to go back to growing their own food. Heaven forbid. We can't have them independent of corporations. Dependency is the watchword of the day here. Meanwhile, down in Peru, there are some riots going on regarding a mining operation in the mountains of Peru that has been toxifying the local environment with, among other things, arsenic, which is used in the mining process. It's the Tenaya copper mine. It's owned by a Swiss company, and it's basically contaminated local water supplies and sickening farm animals. Now, an environmental study done last August and September found high levels of arsenic as well as copper, mercury, and other heavy metals in soil and water samples. The company denies it's polluting. The police are declaring an emergency and saying stop causing trouble for these taxpaying foreign mining operations. Now, here's what's really interesting. When I posted this article to What Really Happened, I posted a link to Flash Earth that shows this mining complex. And there is a drainage pool down the side of the mountain from where they're doing the mining operation, where the effluents are being basically run off there. And it's right next to a... And if you trace that river through the mountains and all the way through, it does eventually come out to the ocean. I'm wondering if we have found what's killing all the Peruvian dolphins, pelicans, and shellfish. And the money junkies are perfectly happy with that. We'll be right back after these commercials.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Call me U.S. Steel. 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false? Long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel. And they call me U.S. Steel.
I'm looking at the corporate media. They're actually saying, boosting his Veep credentials, possible Romney running mate Portman heads to Israel. It's like we're supposed to just accept that nobody's allowed into high office here in this country without Israel's blessing. They're rubbing your nose in it, people. You've lost your country. Washington, D.C. is a Vichy government. They took your money, gave it to Israel. Israel sent it back to buy the Congress out from under you. Such a deal. Meanwhile, Donald Rumsfeld is out there talking to Newsweek, and basically he's repeating verbatim the Israeli line. Sanctions and diplomacy won't work against Iran. Poor Israel may have no other choice but to attack the Islamic Republic's nuclear facilities. Let them. Let Israel attack Iran. But when all the other nations in the region unite in a counterattack, we, the United States of America, should mind our own business. Because every time we spend America's money and America's children to get Israel out of these self-made crises, it just allows Israel to go out and do it again. Yeah, we can invade another country. Nothing's going to happen to us. Anything goes wrong, the Americans will bail us out. It's like the same idiotic stupidity we're doing with Wall Street. Every time one of these Wall Street money junkies crashes another one of these bubbles or deals, we'll make the American people pay for it. And then Wall Street says, great, swell, I can go back and try it again. We have to stop incentivizing failure. We have to stop incentivizing corruption and crime and fiscal recklessness. And most of all, we have to stop incentivizing Israel's wars of conquest. Because we will run out of our children long before Israel runs out of its imperial ambitions. So Rumsfeld is out there saying, yes, we've got to go. Remember when McCain was dancing around going, bomb, 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 Iran? And he thought that was funny as all heck. Anyway. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Just a reminder, little program now. Starting next Monday, the 4th, this show will be moving 2 hours earlier in the day. So, now the first hour of the show will be the third hour of the show starting on Monday. We're going to have Karen Kwiatkowski joining us for that show to talk about all kinds of interesting things that are going on. Now, interesting little story. Over in Poland, they're dealing with this colony collapse disorder. And we have been talking about this for a very, very long time. Because back in 2000 and I think it was 2002, there was an article in Nature magazine, peer-reviewed scientific article that showed that pollen from genetically modified crops was harming benign and potentially beneficial insect species. Now, the article in question was focused on the monarch butterfly, which was going through a major population decline at the time. And it said the pollen from genetically modified crops is somehow harmful to these creatures. And the article came and went without much notice. Then all of a sudden, the bee population went into a decline. Whole hives were being abandoned, which usually means the queen died. And the workers took off to find other hives to join. And we started pointing back at this article saying genetically modified pollen is harmful to insects. And immediately we got this huge public relations campaign. Oh, no. The bee colony collapse disorder. It's cell phone towers. It's the cell phone towers are disrupting the bees. Well, that doesn't make any sense because cell phone towers have been around for a very, very long time. And before cell phone towers, we had ordinary radio and TV transmitters, cop car radios, police radars, aircraft radars, military radars. The air is saturated with radio energy. And yes, it may have health implications for all of us. Could turn out that's the reason we have all this cancer all over the planet. It's all this constant saturation in radio waves. We don't really know one way or the other. But the idea that cell phone towers were the cause of the bee decline was absurd because the bee decline began exactly at the same time these genetically modified crops were being put out into the consumer area with all these fields. So now Poland has succeeded in banning Monsanto's genetically modified corn because their research has shown that this corn is what's causing colony collapse disorder. Monsanto's genetically modified corn is a threat to the food supply of the entire planet because without the bees doing pollinization of natural crops, farming is going to collapse. Maybe that's Monsanto's secret plan. They're going to destroy the bees so natural food can't grow any longer. No longer economically viable, but not to worry. They will have something made up that they'll sell us. Yes, you will be dependent on Monsanto. We will provide food for you as long as you pay us lots of money on credit and never complain about anything that we do. But Poland has established a definitive link between Monsanto's genetically modified corn and colony collapse disorder. And it does make sense because colony collapse disorder appeared at the same time as genetically modified crops. We're going to take a break here for some commercials, and when we come back, we'll be taking some phone calls. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to this show. And by the way, wars are not holy. There's nothing holy or glorious or glamorous about it. It is mass murder and looting wrapped in a pretty little flag. Now then, we're getting reports from the location of the Bilderberg meeting. Apparently there are machine gun nests being set up. Do you think the world's leaders are just a little bit afraid of us? My goodness. Apparently there's this bizarre story where a human foot was sent to the Conservative Party headquarters. I don't know. I guess that's a heck of a way to try and crash the gate. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Brad in Kentucky. Aloha, Brad. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I had wanted to call and offer a strategy for getting someone in office that represents us. Kind of a play on, you know how we've got all these politicians that they run on all the things that we want them to do, but then once they get in office, they do the opposite. And I think I've mentioned this to you before, is having a stealth candidate, where one that pretends that, you know, he's in favor of the status quo, the media and everybody supports him and gets behind him. And then once he gets elected, he says, psych, and this is what I'm really going to do. And
I think that was Kennedy's mistake. I think that was John F. Kennedy's mistake because, you know, he came up from an organized crime background. His father was a rum runner. And, you know, he was even more of a womanizer than Bill Clinton. That's why they sent him down to the Pacific to get him out of town, is because he'd gotten into trouble with too many young girls, and he was already even then being groomed for a career in public life. And then PT-109 happened, and he was this big hero, and they made a movie about it and everything, and he came on back. And he won the presidency, and I guess there was something about being in that building where he said, you know, I think, you know, this isn't a joke anymore, and this isn't a frat game, and I'm really the president, and maybe I ought to do the job the right way. And he basically turned on a lot of the people who helped him become president. He turned on the organized crime machine that helped him rig the election in Chicago. He sent his brother Robert after organized crime. He certainly turned on the CIA following the Bay of Pigs. And he committed the ultimate crime, which was to sign Executive Order 11110, which undermined the Federal Reserve's control over the American economy. And then, of course, he basically pledged following the Bay of Pigs that he was going to shut down the CIA. He didn't want to have an organization with that much power that felt it was okay for them to lie to the president and the Congress about what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, of course, the CIA and Israel. And, yeah, he didn't want Israel to have nuclear weapons either. That was the other.
He got too ambitious. He tried to do too much at once.
Yeah.
But
he just angered everybody.
Yeah. But you understand where I'm coming from, though, as far as...
I understand where you're coming from, but the reality is we are not going to have the will of the people expressed in the elections until we get rid of those electronic machines, and that's either going to take sledgehammers or a full-on revolution here. And the reality is, I mean, they're talking about, yeah, nobody's going to run who has not sucked up to Israel. They're right on CNN. They're saying, yeah, he's improving his chances to be vice president by going off to Israel. Now they're talking about all these billionaires who are going to hop onto Romney's campaign and make sure that he wins the election so that they can go on looting the American people at will. And they're practically bragging to the American people how they have screwed us all over once again with this election process. And
well,
like I said, as far as I'm concerned, the election process is completely discredited.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where do we even begin to go about fixing it. So, my only suggestion is to try to beat them at their own game, you know?
If you're playing the game by the rules they've set up, you're going to lose because the rules are set up to keep the money junkies in power and keep you in a position of being subordinate. And unfortunately, at this point, the only way out of this mess, we have to stop believing that their rules are real or valid in any way. And we have to say it's just another smoke and mirrors. It's just another man behind the current pulling the levers that makes the phony terrorists scare us into doing what they want us to do. And we need to understand, in an age of lies, we are ruled by hoaxes and fraud and illusion. And it isn't real, and we are under no obligation to believe that any of this stuff is real. And the instant you stop allowing beliefs to control your thought processes, that's the first step toward being free.
But as far as peaceful revolution, I'm really starting to believe that that's just not going to happen.
They're not going to allow a peaceful revolution to take place, and that gets us back to John F. Kennedy's observation.
So, I don't like violence, but you know, if you look over history, that's usually how things have. That's usually what it comes down to.
Well, again, the ideal that I want to see here is the Soviet Union, where basically it just sort of collapsed from its own rot and corruption. And I think we're approaching that point here in the United States of America, where it'll come down all of itself. Like I said, all the American people need to do is stand up with one voice and say, I'm not going to pay for this anymore. I'm not going to pay for Wall Street's frauds. I'm not going to pay for business failures. I'm not going to cover the losses of people who are stupid enough to invest in the American economy when we don't have any manufacturing. We're not going to pay for it anymore. And on that day, all the foreign investment money will disappear from America's banks, and the whole Wall Street Federal Reserve system is going to come crashing down, and it will take the federal government with it. And then we start to seriously think, what kind of a nation do we want to have, you know, in the aftermath? And I'd like to go back to the original Constitution and the first 13 amendments. Obviously, we don't need an electoral college anymore, but we do need an absolute, open, transparent, uncorruptible, unriggable election system. That's the highest priority. The only one that might be higher is no private central banks. We're going to take some phone calls here. Ben in Massachusetts. Aloha, Ben. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Love the show. I want to say something that, you know, that relates to this subject. If I could ask you, where do you think in the whole, in the world, if you could name a country that has a record of peace and prosperity, where would you say?
Oh, I don't think there is one. I mean, there are some that have a very good track record. I mean, Iran hasn't invaded anybody in 200 years. They got attacked by Iraq, you know, on behalf of the United States. But, you know, I would have to say that.
Sorry? That's pretty good. I'd say Switzerland, personally. Yeah, they've had 400 years without a war up there.
That's because they got all the banking secrecy and the money up there.
Yeah, they do.
There are a lot of people who think that the Knights Templar who escaped the Purge, some of them went to Switzerland and helped them win that war, and that's why the flag of Switzerland sort of has the Templar cross by Mies van der Rohe on its flag, and why they've continued some of the banking traditions that the Templars started, which got them into trouble, I might add.
Well, I just learned about this recently, about how they do their elections over there. But supposedly, in Switzerland, it only takes a 1.25% of the population. If the parliament passes a law, it only takes 1.25% of the population to sign a petition, and then the government has to hold a referendum on whether the law is valid. And then it goes 50% up or down vote. More than 50% of the population does not support the law, it's vetoed. And they can also propose laws by just having 2.5% sign a petition saying we want this new law. Then there's a referendum held, 50% up or down, and it, you know, these are the laws.
Well, you know, we were starting to do that here in the United States with the so-called ballot initiatives, and we did a lot of them in California. Unfortunately, then the courts would turn around and say, we're going to overturn the rule, the will of the people, because we don't think it's legal. And, you know, you can set up a wonderful system, and we certainly did in this country 200 years ago. But unless the people are willing to stand up to the government and hold them to the letter of the law, governments will always tend toward oligarchy. That is an historical inevitability. All nations have a lifespan, and toward the end of that lifespan, you have war and dictatorship and fascist economic states, and that's where we are right now. I know we can set up a good country. The question is, you know, how do we make it last? And even Ben Franklin recognized that, because when they came out of Independence Hall in Philadelphia, some passerby asked him, you know, what have you created? And Ben Franklin said, a republic, if you can keep it. Because Ben Franklin and the founding fathers understood that almost immediately the power junkies, the money junkies, the sociopaths would already start to work to undermine what they had built. They knew the bankers from Europe were going to be coming in and try and subvert the United States back into debt slavery. Alexander Hamilton was their lackey, the banker's lackey. That's what led to the friction with Aaron Burr. And Hamilton was out there saying, oh, we got to go into debt. We got to go into debt to Europe's banks. It's the only way we'll ever be seen as an equal among nations. And, of course, Andrew Jackson knew that was completely false. Okay?
I guess I talked him to death. I think, in my opinion, the one weakness of the system they set up, though, is this idea of representation. I mean, it doesn't really make much sense if someone's going to represent, you know, all of your opinions. And they can lie about whatever they want and then, you know, do the opposite. But that's, I don't know,
the Swiss system. When they set up the United States of America, being a legislator was a part-time honorary position only. You didn't make a lot of money from it. And the senators were actually appointed by the state governors. And that's what gave the state governors their influence and control over the federal government. That's how that was originally set up. The House of Representatives represented the ordinary people. It's like the House of Commons in Britain, after which it was modeled. And the senators represented the state's interests. And that was how that was supposed to be. And when the senators became elected positions, that's when the state governors lost their control over the federal government. And so, like I said, you can start out with a perfect system, but over time, the forces of greed and desire for power and war will work to subvert a government of the people to turn it into a government of the money junkies, and that's basically what's happened here. So we're going to go on to another phone call. Jack Rabbit in Virginia. Aloha, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
No talk.
Jack, there you are.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're on the air.
I was thinking about different things we can do for our revolution into changing this country back to what it was supposed to be. And one of those things is that what you're doing right here on the show, Mike, I think freedom of speech really is where we need to dig in. And that's where you have. And I think that that's where everybody needs to remember. The more we talk, I was wondering about the value of a broken record the other day. And you know when a broken record's a broken record, Mike?
When is that?
That is when you hear it replay. Now,
when it says the same thing over and over and over again. Well,
right. Well, you know, the point is that the people who have not awakened yet, but they are, and they're looking for information. When they come here, they're not hearing a broken record. They're hearing the record playing for the first time, and that's what everybody has to remember when we're talking, because this group of us is growing so big. People are thirsty for information. I think you're doing what you need to do right here.
Well, what I'm doing here is useful, and I'm very, you know, it's kind of hard to say. I don't want to say I'm happy doing it, because I'm not. I wish it wasn't necessary. You know, I would be perfectly happy being Claire's roadie and just being her recording engineer and getting her music out. If this was not necessary, I wouldn't be doing it. But it is necessary, and, you know, I'm glad that Republic Broadcasting has given me the opportunity to be getting out there with a message I feel people need to hear. But really, the most important thing, and again, like a broken record, I'm going to say this over and over again, is for everybody listening to this show to have the courage to speak out among their friends, their family, their coworkers. Because that gives others the courage to speak out. One of the biggest lies being perpetrated by the corporate media right now is that anybody who's not happy with the government is a fringy and a loser and a loner, and they're all alone and nobody should want to talk to them. And so you have this amazing image of an entire room full of American citizens who know the country has gone wrong, and everybody in the room is staying silent because they think they're the only one in the room who thinks that way. And yet they all do. And so speaking out is really the most amazingly important thing that anybody can be doing right now, because, you know, we're building consensus. We're basically undermining the control that the corporate media has enjoyed over all of us. Their numbers are in decline. The advertisers are coming over to support us now, because we're basically trying to restore the republic. You know, and none of us out here at Republic Broadcasting, or What Really Happened, we're not getting rich by any stretch of the imagination. Quite the contrary. And we're not going to be remembered in anybody's history's books, and nobody's building statues to us. But we're out here because we're fulfilling the role the corporate media claimed for itself, which is the watchdog on government abuse. And we're going to keep on doing it as long as the government refuses to abide by the Constitution, which is the original contract with America. We're going to be out there calling them on it. And we're in a very, very dangerous time in our history, where the money junkies are literally on the verge of triggering a nuclear war, rather than admit that the fundamental financial system on which our Federal Reserve is based is flawed. It has a fatal design flaw that means it cannot work perpetually and is doomed to collapse. And we're on the brink of that collapse now. And it's happening all across America and all across Europe. And you have people like Christine Lagarde who understand the concept of the 11th marble. But they're in denial. They don't want to admit that they set up this system to impoverish the people. The governments don't want to admit that they were corrupt enough to sell into it. So they're trying to keep it going and keep it playing until it's somebody else's problem. But at some point, it is going to all come crashing down, and I think we're on the verge of it. I have to be very honest. I would be very surprised if the United States of America still existed in its present state by the end of this year. And I know its present state right now is not what it was 10 years ago. We've seen this incredible rush to torture and all the rest of that. All right, we're coming to the end of the segment. We're coming up on a commercial break here. And apparently this comedian, Eric Golub, who's over there hanging out with the Tea Party, is lauding Sarah Palin or Caribou Barbie to the skies and is trying to compare Trig Palin, who's the challenged child, the Down syndrome child, with liberals, and basically going out and saying liberals are basically, you know, special needs children. And I think the Tea Party has pretty much destroyed its own credibility, first of all, by lionizing Sarah Palin as a figurehead, and second, by allowing this kind of cheap entertainment as political discourse here. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show today after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And I'm noticing the corporate media is still waving around this Donald Trump. Why doesn't Romney put him in his place? And I think Romney is using Donald Trump to start slinging the mud so that Romney can be above all of that fray. And a lot of people are saying that Donald Trump is going to be Mitt Romney's version of the Reverend Wright. And I'm not sure what Trump hopes to accomplish, because he's obviously out of the... Maybe he thinks he's going to be the vice president. It's crazy enough to think that. But they're still pounding on this birth certificate issue. And they're talking about, we need a birther commission to review and blah, 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 blah. And I'm telling you all, it is a sucker trap by Barack Obama. He's going to lure people in on this whole birth certificate thing. That's why they're fanning it up right now. And then just before the election, he'll come clean that his father really was Frank Marshall Davis. And his mother's shame is being paraded all over the media. And he'll get everybody all crying for poor Barack Obama. And he'll ride the sympathy into a second term in the office. I'm telling you, that's what he's going to do here. Now, it's been all over the media today that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is going to be extradited to Sweden to face his sex crime allegations of sex without a condom, I guess is what they're technically charging him with, which is kind of an absurd law, I think. And at the same time, there's a new book out that says the FBI was spying on Julian Assange, which is a foregone conclusion. The FBI is officially spying on all of us. I'm sure they're spying on me. In fact, I think probably surveillance on me and my wife is probably punishment duty for the FBI. You screwed up. You have to sit surveillance on the Riveros. No, what do you think about that? But the coinciding of the release of this book and the news about the extradition is starting to look like a coordinated media campaign to build Julian Assange's recognition in the audience. Think about Julian Assange. Julian Assange this. They're getting ready to use him for something, for some piece of propaganda. Remember in the months leading up to 9/11, the news was all about Osama bin Laden. He's a bad guy. He's this. And he hadn't actually done anything to warrant that kind of media coverage. And I remember at the time I was still on talking good relations with Free Republic. And I was writing at Free Republic. I said, this feels like an ad campaign, not like the news. They're getting ready to do something, and this bin Laden is going to be part of it. And sure enough, that was exactly what happened. Same thing I said a couple of weeks ago about Facebook. It wasn't news reporting. It was brand recognition. They were building brand recognition. And that's what they're doing with this story with Julian Assange and the extradition and this book about, oh, he's a poor victim of the FBI. They're building brand recognition. They're getting ready to use him for something. So be aware of that in the offing here. By the way, not too long ago, remember they had that General Services Administration had that wild party out in Las Vegas, $823,000. And they suspended this executive over the fact that he'd spent that much money and then bragged about it. Well, he's back on the job. So I guess they weren't all that unhappy with him. That's it for our show today. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So until then, stay safe, stay well. Hug your loved ones, drive carefully, support Republic Broadcasting, support Occupy, even though it makes you a terrorist, support Obama, and Aloha America.